Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by. Glad to have you here. I am currently waiting for the FedEx delivery man. I am actually recording this about 2.5 hours after I would have normally recorded it, and that is specifically because I've been sitting around waiting on this FedEx driver who has still not shown up. And I can tell you that based on historical data of when they come to my house, it is usually within a certain 2-hour window, and that window is about expired. So I'm like, of course, the one day that I have something to do and I'm deciding to sit around and wait, he does not show. Not that he won't show, but he's just not showing in this particular time. So I'm just waiting. That's all I'm doing. I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting. I've got one earbud in, one earbud off, so that I can hear the door knock if I need to go running. And there's a chance that if I don't get interrupted in this podcast and he didn't come while I was recording this, and then I don't have to re-record it, because I usually do these in one take, believe it or not. So yes, I'm waiting very patiently for this package. I mean, I guess you could say it's something important, but it's not something, it's not like a new phone or something where I just like, I'm going crazy, I have to have it. Although that would be fun. We are smack dab in the middle of new iPhone season, but there is not a new iPhone coming to my door. So there you go. By the way, hope you guys had a great week. I know that I had a pretty decent one. I was off at the beginning of the week, and that was really exciting because it gave me a chance to do my video. It gave me a chance to do my Wednesday video, and yeah, it was really good because I was able to, I just got to put my headphones down there. I hope you guys didn't hear that. It gave me a chance to do this video on a day off where the only thing that I had to do on that day was record this video. And I got to tell you, it was not the best experience. I'll be honest with you guys completely. That's what I do here. But if I'm guilty of anything, I've been told at times I'm too honest, but fuck it. That's why you guys are here. So that's what I do. I'm not going to, you know, sit here. Everything's great. The world is awesome. Yay. Everything's wonderful. No, I'm going to give you guys, like, this is like my personal journal. So I'm just kind of like laying it all out. The problem with this video, this is the Chipotle video. Let's see here. It's about three and a half minutes, roughly. It just went up yesterday. If you're listening to this on Thursday, voice is going in and out. If you're listening to this on Thursday, it just came out yesterday. Or if you're listening to it at any point after this podcast came out, it came out earlier this week. And I got to tell you guys, when I was recording this thing, I felt like I didn't have a whole lot to say. And this happens from time to time when I eat food. It's not a lot of different foods, but there are times where I'll eat something and I just don't have a ton to say about it. Like, you know, there can be times where I'm describing something and it can easily be summed up within about maybe 2 or 3 sentences. And on a video, what is that? Like 30 to 40 seconds? Like, it drives me mad because I would never like try to put out a video that's like 2 minutes or less, because I just like at that point, like, what is the point? I feel like on the shortest end, it should be like north of 3 minutes. And this video just eked by, and I almost thought I'm not going to publish this video. Now, if I got to the editing room and I decided, like, just watching it, like, this thing cannot be salvaged, it absolutely would have been deleted and I would have just simply redone it. Yeah, and I probably would have, you know, went on a whole thing about how, hey, I redid this or whatever, but luckily I was able to save it, and it ended up becoming, you know, it was better than I thought it would be, which is kind of the title of this whole podcast. And yeah, I mean, I was looking, like, as I'm, you know, eating this burrito bowl with this new smoked brisket, which is, you know, pretty tasty. If you like Chipotle, check it out. So as I'm eating through this bowl, I'm like, okay, this is really good. And there's really not a lot I can say. I mean, we've done two videos already on the channel about Chipotle already. Like, what else can I say? And I understand that everybody that sees this particular video maybe did not see the other two or one of the other two. And I get that. And I understand that. At the same point, I think that maybe if I'm also guilty of anything, it's like I look too much into like the creator side of it, where, you know, I've edited over 100 videos for this channel, and I've edited, you know, plenty of videos for myself. And maybe it's just a simple fact of I see these kind of similar patterns in every single video. And there are times when it absolutely drives me nuts, but the people that watch the videos don't say anything. And y'all know, like, YouTube comments, if, you know, if you have a larger audience and enough people are seeing it, and, you know, there's either like hate watchers or people that, like, I will say, like, I see in other people's like YouTube comments, like, there are people that are like very specific. And so I feel like if there is, I know we have views on these videos, but like if there is, you know, something that maybe we're doing a little too much of, people will point it out eventually. It will happen, but so far that's not happened. And maybe it's just something where I'm overthinking it, which could be completely possible, where I'm just, you know, completely overthinking something and it's more than it needs to be. But the problem I have is that I edit most of these videos. So of course I'm going to pick out these things and it's absolutely going to drive me nuts. So I spent about an hour or two before I got the footage off my camera, before I put it in Final Cut and started, you know, chopping it up. I was in my head like, fuck this video. Like, I may have to go re-record this on Tuesday. I may have to, like, you know, we have family coming in this week, which I'm probably already hanging out with at the time you're listening to this, if you're listening to it this week or this weekend. And like, so I really don't have time to redo it. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, like, what am I going to do here? Like, I need to do something. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna edit this video. We'll see, like, you know, what does it look like? Can we salvage it? And basically what I ended up doing was introing the video, talking about what we were trying out, taking a few bites, giving my thought, immediate reaction to it, and then kind of like a time lapse, something I've not done before. It's like a quick sped up time lapse of me eating the entire thing, giving some closing thoughts, and getting out of there. And I was okay with it. I watched this video back a couple of times and I said, you know what? I'm actually okay with this, because it also, in many ways, it does not rob the viewer's time. You're in, you're out. The points are made within a reasonable amount of time. And I feel like somebody coming in looking for the Chipotle smoked brisket is going to understand my perspective on it, and they're going to be in and out. And so at that point, there's no problem. But in my head, I see big problems, and it just absolutely drove me mad on Monday when I recorded. I'm just like, oh, God. So this is kind of a message to myself, and also to any of you out there that are creators. Don't let this shit build up in your head. It's easier said than done. And I know we're all going to have bad days as creators where we make something, we're not sure about it. We don't know if, like, this is even going to work or not, but get it in the editing. Take a look at it. If you can salvage it, salvage it. Don't just throw something away. I mean, but also if it's like, if there's no salvaging whatsoever, like, possible with this, then I get it. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you redo it, but I'm like, I'm going to try to get this video out. And I did. And I think it can sit there amongst the other Gary and Larry Edible Adventure videos, the Gary solo videos. It's right in line with just about everything else. And what I've noticed is, because if you remember a podcast I did a while back about the Sheets video and how I wanted to kind of like change the format up and things of that nature. And then I think I did another podcast where I was like, well, wait a minute, pump the brakes. You know, we can't just expect that in every video. And I think this is a fine balance, because since then, We've had, you know, the Sheetz video, which is kind of like way different than anything I've ever done. The Chipotle video, which is a little more familiar. The Funland video, which is doing very, very well, and I'm so happy about that, which is a little bit familiarity and a little bit of difference. And of course, anytime you have a guest in there, that always makes it more fun. It's more fun to record with people. If anything, you know, this is the one thing that I have to look at when I become a creator on my own channel, which is, and I'm not talking about vlog content. That's a whole other thing, which we've talked about before. But like, you know, the ideas that I have for another channel that is very niche focused, and that is creating these things by myself and understanding that, you know, it does get lonely at times when you make it by yourself. But here's the thing, folks, here's what you have to remember. If you want to make this work, you got to show up. You have to put in your time. You have to put in your best effort. You have to show up. That's it. Like, you will get nowhere standing still. You will get nowhere doing nothing. It's just like on my Gary Cantrell YouTube channel. I want to make videos over there, but I'm not. All right. So I'm not getting anywhere with that channel, which is partially fine because I'm very busy with Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. And we are pumping out stuff over there. I have this other channel of mine that is very, very specifically focused, and I hope to look at that here in the near future, probably for next year, if I'm just being honest. I don't know when next year. It's definitely not going to be January 1st or anything like that, but it is something that is on, you know, my mind. It's something that I am thinking about, so I have a goal to work to. I have a goal to work forward to. So with that being said, if you want something bad enough, you have to show up, and you can't let a day like I had on Monday get you down. Yes, it's going to mess with you a little bit. Yes, it's going to make you feel like, what is the purpose? I think I spilled something 3 times on myself in that video, by the way. Eating a Chipotle burrito bowl is messy enough as it is. But I will say that, yeah, I definitely had a moment where I was just like, what am I doing? This video sucks. I'm out of here. What the hell? And in the end, it turned out okay. Is it going to be one of my most memorable videos? No, but as a video that somebody can tune on really quick, get the idea of what the Chipotle brisket is and go from there. Absolutely. And that, my friends, is the point. There's the music. I'm going to get out of here for now. And I want to thank you guys so much for being here. I do appreciate it. If you're still listening at this point, you are, of course, the real MVP. If you have the Apple Podcast, please leave a review. Those things help super, super, super a lot. I would appreciate it. It's like hitting the like button on a YouTube video. And I'm going to get out of here. So that's it for me for now. I will talk to you guys again very soon. Thanks for listening.